the Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 17th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Workers at Legacy's women's health clinics have announced their intention to unionize. The details from Eric Tainoff.
About 60 nurse midwives and other health staff at clinics in Oregon and Southwest Washington intend to join the Oregon Nurses Association. Heather Webster is a certified nurse midwife at Legacy Emanuel Medical Center in North Portland. She says the decision was driven in part by the failed attempt to close the birth center at Legacy Mount Hood Medical Center in Gresham.
There's a lot of stakeholders in this that were never consulted about that change and how it would affect their jobs. And so it became really obvious that we really needed a seat at the table and to be able to have negotiations around things like this and be able to be heard when we had concerns.
In response to the drive, Legacy Health said it respects an employee's right to choose whether to be represented by a union and will respect the outcome of any petition to unionize. Staff involved in the union drive are hoping to get approval from the National Labor Relations Board for a vote by the end of the year.
And opposition is growing among hunters and anglers to a proposed road in Alaska's iconic Brooks Range.
The Brooks Range extends from Alaska's Arctic into Canada's Yukon. The Ambler Industrial Road would cut a 211-mile-long east-to-west swath through the southern flanks of the range in some of the world's most pristine wilderness. Jen Leahy, Alaska Program Manager with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, says the road would threaten habitat and the wildlife that rely on it.
This project has really concerning impacts for keystone species like caribou and salmon, and would forever change the wild and remote character of the Brooks Range that is treasured by so many Alaskans and Americans.
More than 35 small businesses, outdoor brands, and conservation groups recently formed Hunters and Anglers for the Brooks Range, galvanizing their opposition. The state argues the road is an important economic opportunity. Mining corporations say the Ambler Industrial Road would give them access to valuable minerals. The road corridor would be off-limits to hunters and anglers. The outdoor community questions the fairness of that and why the state would let international mining companies permanently damage some of the world's best big game hunting and fishing territory. I'm Mark Moran.
Now from CNN, agreeing with an anti-Semitic post on his social media platform, X, Elon Musk endorsed the claim that Jewish communities push hatred against whites. CNN reports an ex post Wednesday afternoon said Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of hatred against whites that they claimed to want to stop. This is Public News Service. Next, in order to fight climate change, officials are pushing for investments through the Inflation Reduction Act.
Elected officials to Protect America recently met in D.C. for their annual Climate Emergency and Energy Security Summit. The group says clean energy investments under the IRA can improve clean energy infrastructure. Alex Cornell DeHoo, a former Marine and co-founder of EOPA, says relying on fossil fuels is risky. He emphasizes they not only make our economy susceptible to unpredictable fuel prices, but also jeopardize our national security.
With the Inflation Reduction Act, it is part of the solution to decouple ourselves from this dependency on the source of energy in which autocratic nations primarily control. And that's the exciting thing about it. It's an amazing solution that's really tangible and a historic investment.
He also stresses the importance of educating historically disadvantaged communities about federal investments available to combat the climate crisis under the Justice 40 Initiative. Shantia Hudson reporting.
And this week's move by federal lawmakers to advance another temporary government budget also means the Farm Bill, which recently expired, is now extended.
The Farm Bill sets spending levels for agricultural and food assistance programs every 5 years. The 2018 version expired earlier this fall, and lawmakers are now finalizing a year-long extension. Mike Lavender of the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says they shouldn't wait the full year to adopt the new Farm Bill, noting the 2018 version came with limitations.
The 2018 Farm Bill, for example, decreased investment in some of the conservation practices and conservation programs that we know are key to building resilience, but also incredibly popular among farmers.
To deal with rising threats from climate change, his group says Congress should include new investments in the new version by early 2024. The North Dakota Farmers Union is echoing calls for urgency. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, Ross Brown lets us know it might not make the heart skip a beat like the sight of a monarch butterfly or a gray wolf, but biologists say a rare flowering New Mexico plant deserves endangered species protection.
Inclusion of the swale paintbrush is under consideration by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Michael Robinson with the Center for Biological Diversity says the plant historically grew at several southwestern sites, but climate change and excessive grazing have taken their toll.
We're talking about an extraordinarily arid area in the boot heel of New Mexico. It's Chihuahuan Desert. It's got its own stark beauty, but when you see a relatively tall, graceful plant, it provides a whole new perspective on the landscape.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for wrapping up a week with Public News Service. Remember, and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations on your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.